Today we will deal with understanding concepts of time. Time in halacha. So before we begin, we have to understand that time breaks down. We have hours, we have minutes, we have seconds. And the question is, how accurate is time in halacha? And this is a big discussion. Because you have to factor in that they were using sundials. They didn't have real minutes. They didn't have seconds. Forget about seconds. So the first thing you should know is that when you look at a calendar, and the calendar tells you, Shkia is at this minute, you can't really go by that calendar and say, I could shave until that minute. Because no calendars can be accurate down to the minute. When the Torah tells us times, the Torah goes by the times you can see. So whatever times we are going to be discussing, there should be some way of recognizing them with the eye. Shkia is when you see the ball of the sun go down. Zericha, sunrise, is the first second you see the ball of the sun. Not the light, but the ball. So those two, we understand. Part of the ball. The second you see a drop of the ball, that's zericha.
Shkia is when
you can't see any part of the ball. The whole ball has gone down. So now the question is, what are you doing? There are buildings in the way. So buildings are man-made. We disregard buildings.
It's dawn then when you first see the light.
Wait. We'll get to Allah's Shachar. One thing at a time. So we have the day period. From Zricha, from the time you see the ball of the sun, till Shkia, till the ball of the sun is totally not visible because it's beneath the horizon, that is for sure day. Now we have two other concepts. We have Alos HaShachar and Seis HaKochavim. What is Alos HaShachar? The truth? No one knows. There are many pshatim, there are many understandings of what Alos HaShachar is. But we'll enumerate some of them, and then we will discuss the difficulties with them. And that's why Alos HaShachar is going to boil down to something that goes by the calendar, that with the naked eye, I don't see how one could recognize it. One understanding says that Alos HaShachar is the time when the very darkness of night leaves. They want to say Alos HaShachar. Shachar is like Shachor, that the Shachluito Shelaila, the darkness of the night, starts leaving, starts ascending from the world. Some want to say it's when the morning star goes up. That the poskim don't accept. So some want to say it's the very, very beginning of some form of life, which is basically the first pshat we said, that the darkness is basically leaving. When is Alos HaShachar? So here there are a few opinions mentioned in the Gemara, and before we continue to define those opinions, we have to introduce other concepts of time. The Gemara says that when we speak about time, so what are our measurements? So the Gemara describes a mil, the time it takes a person to walk a mil. How long does it take for a person to walk a mil? So we ordinarily we say a mil takes 18 minutes to walk. Yeah. I didn't follow. Oh, right. So a lot of the measurements that we use about time use this concept of a mil. A mil is 2,000 amos, 2,000 footsteps. How long does it take for a person to walk that? So we say that the time it takes for a person to walk is 18 minutes. That's one opinion. Another opinion says that the time it takes a person to walk a mil is 24 minutes. But that's not the accepted opinion. The accepted opinion, usually, when we speak about a mil, is 18 minutes. So we say that the time between Alos HaShachar and Alos HaShachar and Neitzachama. Neitzachama is the when you see the first inkling of the ball, that's Zricha, what on the calendars they call sunrise. The first second you see the ball of the sun, that's called Neitzachama. So that, the time between Alos and Neitz, is either, yeah?
Nates.
Is either 4 mil or 5 mil. There are two different opinions in the Gemara, and it's unclear how we pass it. So that would be either 72 minutes or 90 minutes. You guys with me? So being that we cannot discern when is Alos HaShachar, go stand outside. Try to figure out when it stops being dark, when you start seeing light. If you ask me, it's about 40 minutes before Nates. It's about 40 minutes before sunrise. If someone tells me they could see something 90 minutes before sunrise, I'm impressed. If you could see something 60 minutes before sunrise, I'm impressed. And I'm not talking about here. Go out to the desert. Go out to somewhere where there's no city lights. There's no external effects. You just have nature. I don't see what you could see 90 minutes before, or even 72 minutes before sunrise. But that's the measurement the Gemara gives us. You think you could see something?
Well, it seems that there's a gradual, because everything is always moving, so it'll have to be a gradual, like less dark.
Ellie, you're talking theory. When was the last time you rounded that out?
In the desert?
Yeah. Or even not in the desert. You remember seeing something and you were up?
No, I'm not saying
you're
that.
Up at
not
that
saying
hour?
It looks like light. I'm just saying
it doesn't have to look like light.
See something.
You can see a difference between the darkness of 90 minutes before sunrise and 72 minutes, or 72 minutes and 60 minutes. So I'm impressed. I couldn't. I tried. I couldn't. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's different as you get farther north. But I've definitely...
In Canada, for sure. Because the more north you go... I agree. If you go north, you go up to Canada, you're from Canada, right? In Canada, I agree. In Canada, you could see a difference. Try it in Israel. Try it in New York.
Only in Canada. Okay.
No, I think it's definitely an effect of being so far north. Okay. So, now, when we speak about the daylight hours, when we speak about day, so midoraisa, going with the biblical law, the day begins in Alos HaShachar. The day begins from that period, which is 72 or 90 minutes before Nates. But being Nates is the first time you could see the bull. No, any part of the bull. Zricha, Nates, identical. Nates is, you see a little bit of the bull. Now, when you see that drop of the bull, that's Nates. 72 minutes before that, or 90 minutes before that, two different opinions, that's Alos HaShachar. Two opinions in the Gemara, two opinions in Halacha. How we go, whether it's 72 minutes or 90 minutes. Now, that's not so easy to discern. When is Alos HaShachar? So, our sages instituted that regarding almost every halacha, we go by a different time. We always say that if you did something from Alos HaShachar, worst comes to worst, you were Yotze. But L'chatchila, our sages instituted already in the time of the Mishnah, that for almost every mitzvah that is required to be done by day, you should wait till after that. Sometimes we make you wait till Nates. Most mitzvahs we say wait till you see the ball of the sun, then you know it's day. And some mitzvahs we have an earlier period. Now let's go to the other end. Night. When is night? So the Gemara describes night in different ways, different places in the Talmud. We have a concept of bin ashmashot, twilight, sometime in between, that isn't day and isn't night.
Bin ashmashot.
Yeah. Like between the different suns, is day, is night. Night begins with Seta Kochavim, when the stars come out. And the Gemara says these have to be medium-sized stars, not big stars which are sometimes visible by day, not tiny stars which aren't visible until it's really, really, really dark, but medium stars. The problem is that even in the time of the Mishnah and the Gemara, not everyone could tell what kind of stars are called medium stars. So that's why we say, if you want to know what nighttime is, you want to know when Tzeit HaKochavim is, so then wait until there are tiny stars that you know. If you see really tiny stars, then you're sure, you don't have to worry about it, it's night. Now this is relevant to Shabbos. When does Shabbos end? You don't have a clock, you don't know when sunset is. You're out on a hike, you got caught in the rain, you're stuck there for Shabbos. So aside from the fact that hopefully you have enough food and you'll manage, but then you have to figure out a way of staying warm and everything for Shabbos, you don't know when sunset is. You don't know exactly when Shabbos begins. So you know, you look at the sun, when the sun's going to set, drop before that, you're going to accept Shabbos. But when does Shabbos end? So we say Shabbos ends, like every day ends, by Tzeis HaKochavim, when the stars come out. Which stars? When you see those tiny stars that you're certain, once I see those stars, it's night. So then we say, okay, that's night. Don't forget, in ancient times, people didn't walk around with watches. They didn't have these calendars that told them at this hour it's going to be night. Every time we discuss time, it's going to have to be a time that you could either tell on a sundial, or a time that you could tell by looking at nature. Our sages say, what did they do when they didn't have the sun? It was a cloudy day. So they had a type of plant that used to follow the sun. The Gemara discusses this plant that as the sun rises, the plant would rise with the sun, and as the sun set, it would lie down like with the sun. And in the morning, it would rise again. Till this day, there are plants that do that. You see, plants do gravitate towards the sun, but not to this extent, that throughout the day, they follow the sun. The Gemara says, you look at that plant, and you know when the sun set. That's how they would tell. What? Yeah, okay, but I guess this plant does.
So
I don't know.
In that case, why are they not looking in times if they could just follow the plant?
Oh, because it's unclear. That tells you when Shkia is. That doesn't tell you when Tzeis HaKochavim is. That tells you a Friday afternoon, if you want to know, is it Shkia yet? You see, it's cloudy, it's getting dark.
It rises with Nates or rises with Halot HaShem?
It seems like it would rise with Nates.
Uh-huh.
It rises with the sun.
What?
If it dies in the middle of the day, so you're stuck. Okay, so we have nates, we understand, when you see the ball of the sun. We have shkia, when you can no longer see the ball at all. Between nates and shkia is for sure day. Once you hit shkia, you enter a twilight. We don't know what that period is. And for the next 72 minutes, you have a period where we don't know what it is. 72 minutes later, it's for sure night. What about those 72 minutes? After 72 minutes, we say it's Tzeis HaKochavim for sure. What about before 72 minutes? So here there are different opinions. The opinion that was accepted anywhere but in the state of Israel, as far as I know, is that we go 72 minutes. As far as I know, almost everywhere outside of Israel, people say, this is one opinion, and it might even be the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, that you wait those 72 minutes because they're all unclear. So you want to end Shabbos, you wait 72 minutes. 72 minutes after Shkia. In Israel, people don't do that.
United States, wait 42 minutes.
Wait 42 minutes?
Most people wait 42 minutes. So they're only people who are done time, wait 72.
Okay. So how do we get to 42 minutes? So that's an interesting question.
An hour after candlelight.
So Rav Moshe Feinstein said, he said, in Europe, in Russia, where he lived, they would wait 72 minutes, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Now, where he lived was further north than New York. So he said, I analyzed, after many, many nights of analyzing the darkness in Russia, 72 minutes after sunset. I know that here in New York, 45 minutes, I think he said, after sunset, you reach the same level of darkness as in Russia, it would take 72 minutes to reach. So he said, if you want to keep Rabbeinu Tam in New York, you don't have to wait 72 minutes. You only have to wait 45 minutes. That's a tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Here in Israel, they go with a different responsa of Rav Tikushinsky, who spent many, many nights looking at the stars and came to the conclusion that after 30-some-odd minutes, you can see the small stars. So he said, being that the Gemara gives us that formula, that once you see those tiny stars, you know it's night, and we see that after this number of minutes at this part of the year and this number of minutes at that part of the year, you can see those small stars. So he made a calendar, which is what, at least in Jerusalem, has become accepted, that you have a specific number of minutes. It's somewhere around 32, 35 minutes, depending on what time of year. And then we say that's Tzeit HaKochavim. That's when the stars come out, and it's for sure night. And people rely on that for everything. They say Yom Kippur ends with that, Shabbos ends with that. Rabbi Feinstein didn't like that. Rabbi Feinstein said, who told them that they could go with such a lenient opinion? They should at least go with 45. No, he says that's the minimum. He says he can't fathom how someone could go less than that.
Since 45 was just in New York, it's like, couldn't someone say to Rabbi Moshe, how could you be so lenient with 45? You should go at least with 55, because where I live, it's 55. I mean,
oh, no, he didn't mean because of that. He meant because of Tikushinsky. Because the going with 35 here in Israel relies on certain lenient opinions. And there are a few opinions as to how you calculate things, and this relies on certain lenient opinions. At any rate, that's what seems to have become accepted here in Jerusalem, and I think throughout Israel, that they don't wait even 45 minutes. If a person wants to do Rabbeinu Tam, he should at least wait 45. Approximately 35. I didn't get to look at a calendar.
That's regular time?
That's what on the calendars, right. When the calendars say that
it's more than that?
Yeah. When the calendars say that Motzei Shabbos is at a certain time, it's approximately 35 minutes after Shkia.
Previous rabbi had said that Shabbos ended 35 minutes after Shkia. And then when the other rabbi switched to 42, I never understood that
thing. So maybe it boils down to this. Maybe. Okay, so now we have Alos HaShachar. We said that Midoraisa, biblically, the day begins with Alos HaShachar. The rabbis instituted that we should wait until Netz for almost every mitzvah that should be performed by day. And the day extends until night. When does night begin? We don't know. Sometime after Shkia. And that's why from Shkia on we say it's night. At any given moment we say it is probably night, but we're not sure. So that's why Shabbos we say you have to accept Shabbos before Shkia. Because when Shkia comes, you've hit night. There are certain things that we're sometimes lenient about because we say night really begins at some point between Shkia and Tzeis HaKochavim. Is it a second after Shkia? Is it a minute or 5 minutes or 10 minutes? We don't know. I was once in my room on I was still dorming and it was the eighth night of Hanukkah and it was Friday. Friday was going to be like Shabbos was going to be the eighth light of Hanukkah. So I was going to help out to clean up the Beis Medrash, and then there was no one there to volunteer to head the davening. Everyone had gone home for Shabbos. I didn't have family or like my parents weren't here, so I stayed. So they asked me, "You go be the chazan." I know I hadn't lit my Hanukkah candles yet, so I was chazan. I tried rushing mincha, and I run to my room. I want to light my candles, and I asked my roommate, "What time is it?" So he tells me the time. I say, "What time is Shkia?" So he tells me, "About now." So quickly light your candles. So I said, "No, I can't light my candles." He says, "You're going to miss the last night. You're going to miss all eight candles on tonight." So I said, "Wait a second. We don't know if it's Shkia yet, right? Shkia, the calendar says, let's say for argument's sake, at that time it was Shkia was going to be 5 o'clock, and right now it's 4:56, 4:57." So the calendar can tell me accurately down to the minute that it's 5 o'clock and not 4:57, and I don't know how accurate my watch is, even if we'll assume my watch is accurate, but still, when the calendar says 5 o'clock, 5 o'clock doesn't mean down to the minute, you can't know for sure. So the second it's Shkia, I might be transgressing biblically, it's Shabbos, right? So I can't play games with that. Lighting the candle on Shabbos is biblical. If I miss the mitzvah of Hanukkah, okay, I missed it. That's a rabbinic mitzvah. That doesn't supersede the biblical mitzvah of not lighting a fire on Shabbos. And that year I didn't light my eight candles. What could I do? But we have to get perspective that once Shkia comes, or once it's 2-3 minutes before Shkia, we can't do anything. It's Shabbos. And when does Shabbos end? When we hit Tzeis HaKochavim. Now, this was just an introduction.